Hey, we are so thrilled you're with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio as we take you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. And to start off our show and conversation, we're going to lace it up. We're going to talk some NBA. It has been a big week with the Cleveland Cavaliers trading Andrew Bynum and as a result got an all-star in return as they acquire Luol Deng from the Chicago Bulls late Monday night. A lot of questions right now in regards to Andrew Bynum, his future in the NBA. How much does he really have left in the tank at 26 years of age? So we want to do a quick hit on some news and notes in the NBA, but right now our focus is going to narrow in on the Western Conference and the Oklahoma City Thunder. It is such a pleasure to welcome in Basketball Hall of Famer. She is the pre- and post-game analyst for the Oklahoma City Thunder on Fox Sports Oklahoma, the great Nancy Lieberman. Nancy, it's great to have you with us this weekend.
It is always a pleasure to be on the radio with you.
All righty. Well, let's talk about your OKC Thunder because they've been on the road. They hit a massive pothole on Tuesday night, although Kevin Durant scored 48 points, they fall to the Utah Jazz. How stunning was this loss to you, despite, you know, I know they've got two of their starters out in Russell Westbrook and Serge Ibaka was out, but still it was the Utah Jazz.
Well, I think sometimes we forget that no matter who you play, you're playing against professional athletes that get paid, and they're really good. You might have more pieces than them, but on any given night, somebody can win. Ty Corbin is a really good coach. And he's coaching guys, four of his top five scorers from a year ago are gone. So he pretty much has, hello, my name is, on the players' jerseys.
Right.
He's getting to learn what they do well. They have young players in Trey Burke, who's Western Conference Rookie of the Week. I think he's doing a nice job. Before I get to the Thunder part of it, you know, that was their fourth game in a row where they've won at home and they've held opponents in the low 90s, and they had been giving up almost 101 points a game. That said, you still have to knock down shots, and when you shoot 17-18% from three and 39 from the field, the other guy is playing really well that night. I mean, it's the mixture for potential losing.
Basketball Hall of Famer Nancy Lieberman joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I'm glad that you did point out head coach Ty Corbin. You know, your heart really goes out to them. That is only their 12th win of the season. And it was so big, especially coming against such a tough conference opponent in the Oklahoma City Thunder, one of the premier teams, obviously, in the Western Conference. So I think a lot of the questions that everyone has right now, get us updated in terms of the timeline for Russell Westbrook's return. What kind of clues do you have when he'll get back in action?
Well, I think that's really going to be up to the Thunder organization, doctors, and, you know, Russell, you know, once they see how strong or not strong his knee is. And, you know, the one thing that I really admire of many is that they really care about their guys, and they're not going to mortgage a couple wins here and there. They're a long-term, sustainable growth type of organization. And, you know, they don't look at the end of your arm. They're looking beyond to see where they can go. And that means, you know, caring for your players in the best manner. So whatever that means, is it before the All-Star game? Is it after the All-Star game? I don't know, but we know he's off crutches. We know that we had him shooting, not jumping, but form shooting before the game. And, you know, one thing we noted, And I've gone through this in my career where I've been injured and I had the same surgery as him, you can get detached from your teammates. So I think it's really important that Russell continue to stay connected to the guys, go on these road trips, even if he can't run and jump, you know, be in the gym, be in practice gear, and just stay connected.
How concerned are you in regards to this is his third surgery to his right knee? I mean, he had the unexpected surgery in October where, you know, it was projected he would miss 4 to 6 weeks and actually only missed two games. I mean, he came right back.
Well, anytime you have surgery, there's a concern because it means that you're in there, you're going under for a reason. But, you know, they have fantastic doctors, you know, with the organization. And, you know, then they'll rehab him the way he needs to be rehabbed. And you know, that's the thing that you always have to look at. And then how does Russell respond? I don't know. I'm not in his body. But we know that he has a tremendous threshold for pain because he played that day. He played, you know, Christmas Day, Madison Square Garden, had a triple-double.
Mm-hmm.
And from what they're saying, he went in there for a routine just checkup, and they said, no, we can get rid of some of that swelling. So we'll see what happens. You know, he'll be back. Better to do it now than later.
We were talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. The great Nancy Lieberman is joining us. She is their pre- and post-game analyst. And you'd even mentioned, you know, talking about some of the injuries you've had to muscle through. As a player, I would assume, you know, when you suffer that type of injury and you're on the sideline, you know, you want to stay connected to your teammates. But that really does give you that opportunity and that view of the game in slow motion, and you learn to be ready.
Ask any athlete that's had to sit on the bench through injury for a sustained period of time. They'll tell you they see the game clearer. Young athletes that go into coaching early, you know, scratch their head and say, oh my gosh, why didn't they do this? Well, we were that athlete. So, it's a great perspective to see the game through, a coach's eyes, to see it from a distance. And then when you go back, that helps your IQ because now you're so acutely aware of what should have happened, execution of plays, time, score, possession. Did I get the guy to the right? Did I, you know, get the ball to the right guy at the right time? It's really kind of cool in a sense. Mm-hmm. That usually happens to older players. They slow down a bit, but then their IQ and their attention to detail kicks in.
You know, Russell Westbrook, such a dynamic player, a tremendous asset to the Oklahoma City Thunder. You look at his stat line, it's so revealing. I mean, what, averaging 21 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals. Is there, Nancy, you spend so much time up in Oklahoma City and around the fans, I mean, is there a deeper sense of appreciation in his absence and gratitude for what he really means? I mean, there's always so much attention and focus on Kevin Durant, but Russell is so key to making a title run.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I think everybody found out. You know, there were the naysayers. Well, he's a point guard. He shoots too much. He does this too much. You know what? Nobody in the NBA has Russell Westbrook's skill set. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
He's big. He's strong. He's explosive. He has you on your heels. Guys don't want to guard him because all you're going to do is end up on a highlight somewhere. And, you know, he can go right, he can go left, he can drop dimes, he can rebound. You know, before he had the surgery, Russell was averaging almost a triple-double.
Yeah.
You know, before he went back in to have the knee done. I mean, so at this point, could he get better in shot selection? You know, who can't? We all can. But he just brings so much to the table that's not in a stat sheet. He takes so much pressure off of Durant. The Thunder, before he got hurt, they were averaging almost 27 foul shot attempts a game. When Russell went out, they're averaging 21 attempts a game. That's huge. That just means he's getting by. He's putting teams in rotation. They're in scramble mode, certainly, to the basket. If I can get you to rotate and scramble your defense, then somebody on my team is going to be open, and he's a willing passer. So, he just brings so much, and you can't stack the box. You can't stack the box against Kevin Durant when Westbrook is on the floor, and then you put Jeremy Lamb or Sipolosha in the corners, and it spreads the floor. He does so much and takes so much attention. There's not a stat sheet to what he brings to the game and how he makes the Thunder better. And I haven't even mentioned the defensive side of the ball.
I was going to say, you know, Russell Westbrook, he is a game changer in ways big and small. And defensively, Nancy, what a beautiful segue, because that is a part of his game that is so overlooked. How much improvement have you seen from Russell defensively? We know how good he is as an on-ball defender, his attacking style, his aggression, how he disrupts players out of their rhythm. But his weak side help defense, I watched one of the telecasts when I was up in OKC during the Thanksgiving holiday. And you and Brian Davis, the television play-by-play guy, you really got into this. And I thought you brought up some great points about how much he has improved with his offside defense.
Well, weak side defense, a lot of that is about your body position and, you know, not being a ball, we call it a ball gawker, you know, staring at the basketball, then you lose sight of the guy. And it's a universal rule in basketball, if you see your guy staring at the ball, you cut to the rim.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in good spatial relationship to his player and the ball. He knows where to be, whether he's weak side high or he's inverted on the low block. He just has done a really good job of, you know, going to the heavy side of the floor to make it look crowded so guys have to pass. And then he's better on the catch, on ball reversal, because he's recovering on the flight of the ball, and he's in a great stance upon the offensive player's catch. I mean, when you got a guy like that who knows how to play weak side defense, I mean, look at Collison. Look how many charges he picked up. Russell is now incorporating that into his game.
Yeah, Nick Collison, truly a blue-collar type player. He's a lot of fun to watch, too, and certainly provides some amazing play and production off the bench. Let's zero in, though, Nancy. Let's talk some more about Kevin Durant. I mean, 48 points the other night against the Jazz. I mean, his size, his length, his languid abilities. Talk about, because you've spent time around, I mean, the growth that you are seeing in his game. And he seems, coming into this season, that he is bigger, he's stronger, and he's not getting pushed around at all.
It's kind of crazy to watch him every game and to say, wow, I had never seen him come down the lane and pitch it on somebody with his left hand like he did last night. Mm-hmm. He's dropping dimes. He's putting passes between his legs. He's jumping the passing lanes. He's playing defense early, and before his guy gets the ball, he's in proper defensive position. He's even more so a verbal leader in a very quiet but assertive way. His handles are getting better. You know, he has a really high dribble. And sometimes in the middle of the court, it takes so long for the ball to come back up to that chest height, and people will pick in his crossover. He's learning to go down to the ball, use that arm bar that we teach kids at basketball camp, be quicker and more decisive. You're not going to block his shot. I mean, he's got such a beautiful shot, lift, elevation. He's got the whole deal. But his defense and his rebounding, and I guess I should throw in his passing, have all improved dramatically. And he still doesn't force anything on the offensive end.
Well, he really does, and he just continues to show he's got that hunger, that thirst, just to continue to get better. We are talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. The great Nancy Lieberman is joining us. And, Nancy, when we hit on KD and Russell Westbrook, what impact are they having with some of these younger players, helping them step up the game and help prepare them and understand the defensive principles that's being required and asked?
Well, you think about it. The whole organization has been pretty stout. You know, Westbrook, Durant were babies when they got to Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. So they've developed Russell, they've developed Kevin, they developed James Harden, they developed Reggie Jackson, they developed, they're doing it with Steven Adams and Jeremy Lamb. I mean, that says a lot about your coaching staff right there and the work that they do with the trainers and the conditioning guys. Because I see a lot of teams around the league, and those guys don't have self-improvement. So how do you improve your team? You either have to trade, free agency, the draft. Well, the Thunder do those things also, but they also develop their young people, and they become just assertive players. So, I mean, when you look at it, this is a really, it's really cool that you can do that. You know, now you got to keep the guys that you develop, you know, down the road. But this is pretty phenomenal what they've done. Every one of those players, including Collison, has gotten better.
You know, you mentioned Reggie Jackson and Jeremy Lamb, but Kevin Martin up in Minnesota, I mean, what a phenomenal season that he's having, you know, averaging almost 20 points per game. And you have to just wonder, just, you know, spending that time in OKC and around Kevin and around Russell, the impact that they had on him.
No, there's a definite correlation. I mean, he will tell you, Kevin Martin, that when he got to Oklahoma City, he had never worked, trained on a game day, much less an off-practice day like he did. He goes, when you show up at 9:30 and Durant and Westbrook have been in the gym since 8:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, when your best players are working on their game or they come in to watch film, or he goes, You line up right behind them, and they made it, he'll tell you, they made me a better player because of their practice habits.
Just a few more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show as we get ready to wrap it up. I mean, Nancy, kind of just encapsulate what you've seen so far in the Western Conference. I mean, obviously a huge disparity between the Western and the Eastern Conference, but I think the biggest surprise team is the Phoenix Suns. I mean, Jeff Hornacek has done just a fabulous job in his first year as head coach.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would have thought they have. I think they have 20 wins right now, and they're, I think as of the other day, they were in that sixth or seventh spot. Nobody would have ever thought this. And you know, Jeff has come in. You know, he came from that Jerry Sloan, Utah. You know, we're going to do a few things, and we're going to do them really well. And I think Jerry Sloan ran pick and roll for like 103 years with Stockton and Malone. And then when Darren Williams and Carlos Boozer were there, and they were highly successful, you know, always on the high side of the scoreboard. And so Hornacek does a few things well. They drafted young players. You know, one of my surprises this year is Miles Plumlee, because of what he's done. The two-guard offense, you know, right there with Drogin and Bledsoe, is really hard to guard because they're so different in how they attack you. So they have a rim protector. They got athletic guys. This is a really fun team to watch, and they're really believing in the system. And they just, they might lose or they might not make the playoffs, but you better be prepared to play hard because they are going to play hard every night. They handle the things they are in control of, and they're in control of their attitude, belief, and their effort.
Well, they are certainly playing fundamental basketball, and they have got their mojo back. Nancy, it's been a true pleasure to have you with us. Tell all of our listeners where they can check you out on Twitter and also your website.
Oh, anytime they want, tweet me. I'll answer all your questions to the best of my ability. But, E, thank you for everything you do. You are absolutely amazing. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you so much, Nancy. You're an inspiration to me, and we look forward to our next conversation. Thank you, Nance.
Thank you. Bye.
We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.